take.
Farmers are put to the test every year, but that was ramped up this year by weather, low markets, and an uncertain trade environment. CHS President and CEO Jay Debertine says practical steps are being taken to help its farmer owners. One example, the efforts to address the propane situation.
You know, we've got trucks hauling propane from the middle of Kansas up into North Dakota, and our entire fleet is dedicated into that from a pressure fleet. We've hired a lot of outside contract carriers to get propane up into North Dakota and northern Minnesota for their purpose. And just all the efforts we can do and we can bring to bear to help farmers get through this crop in a challenging time is the things that we can think to do in a very practical sense.
In November, CHS reported 2019 net income of $830 million. That's up $54 million from 2018. Market conditions improving for refined fuels, but there's still tight margins for grain and agronomy products. Very little fertilizer was put down this past fall, and that'll influence the books for 2020.
Because that crop is still there, so because of that, they haven't even got to tillage, so therefore they have a long ways away from getting fertilizer. And now we've got snow and ground getting froze up. So that's, you know, that's frankly the conditions we have. And as we know in agriculture, every year has got some challenges. I mean, that's just the nature of agriculture. But this year, Mother Nature really has given our owners and farmers across the United States, just a lot.
This is the Red River Farm Network.
Friday.